So these signs follow those that... So he's not making any mention of the person in trouble or sick. The sign follows the believer. So if you get your eyes on the condition of the heart of the person in trouble, it could subvert and cut into your revelation and what you really believe. And you'll still pray from the perspective of Christian, and you need help and I'll pray. But you might step out of the revelation that you're the doorway of power that represents Christ in that situation. These signs follow those that they lay their hands on the and the sick recover. So he's taking it off the sick person. He's putting the faith and the honor of faith on the person praying. How many times have we said to people, boy, if they just get more faith, they could be healed. Please don't say that to anybody. Why couldn't they just turn to you and say, but I thought you were representing Christ. I thought you knew Jesus. I thought you were a Christian. Will you lay your hands on me? I'm in trouble. Help. Come on, that's good. It's real true. It's scriptural. He said, as the Father sent me, I send. He said, follow me. The things I do, you'll, if you believe, fully convinced. What happens is Satan's working in a way so that we're not fully convinced. We're still in need. We're still in trouble. We're praying a lot. But just because we pray doesn't mean it's faith. We pray because we have trouble. We pray because we're in need. Yeah. Okay, John 5. If you write some scriptures down, can you just write some scriptures? You can look here if you want. John 5, there's a man at the pool of Bethesda. I guess we need to look at it. Yeah, thank you. The Lord's telling me we better just slow down and look at a couple of these things.